श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गौर श्यामकंद राधापुर ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो विष्णुवराय कृष्ण नमस्ते सारस्वत देव गौरवाणी प्रचलने नृपातरेशकरणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासुदेव गौरवाणीवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Beautiful Candle 6, Chapter 2. Nityanaiva
Nityanaiva
Agonosya
Agonosya
Kritam
Kritam
Syat
Aga
Niskritam
Niskritam
Yada
Yada
Narayanayeti
Narayanayeti
Jagara
Jagara
Chatur
Chatur
Aksharam
Aksharam
Nityanaiva Agonosya Kritam Syat Khaga Nishkritam
Kritam Syat Khaga Nishkritam
Yada Narayana Yeti
Yada Narayana Yeti
Jagara Chatur Aksharam
Jagara Chatur Aksharam Ketanayama Yano Syat Kritam Syat Khaga Nishkritam Yada Narayana Yeti Jagara Chatur Aksharam
Possesses sinful reactions.
Who possesses sinful reactions?
Asya.
Asya.
Ajamil.
Ajamil.
Pratam.
Pratam.
Form.
Form.
Syat.
Syat.
Is.
Is.
Aga.
Aga.
Sins.
Sins.
Nishkritam.
Nishkritam.
Atonement.
Complete atonement.
Yada.
Yada.
When.
When.
Narayana.
Narayana.
O Narayana.
O Narayana.
Aya.
Aya.
Please come.
Please come.
Iti. Thus.
Thus.
Jagada,
Jagada,
he chanted,
Chakshurashram, Chatakshuram,
four syllables.
Four syllables.
Vaishnava Vishnudevas continued, even previously while eating and at other times, as Ajamil would call his son, Sir Narayana, please come here. Although calling the name of his son, he nevertheless uttered the four syllable Narayana. But by chanting the name of Narayana in this place, it produced actions of millions of lives. Previously, when engaged in simple activities to maintain on the Ajamil chant of the Narayana without offense. Chant the holy name of the Lord just to counteract one's simple activities or to contain the holy name is offensive. But although Ajamil engaged in simple activities and never chanted the holy name of Narayana to counteract them, Narayana, who called his son. Therefore, his chanting was effective. Because of chanting the holy name of Narayana, he already vanquished the accumulated sinful reactions of many, many lives. In the beginning he was pure, but although he later committed many sinful acts, he was offenses because he did not. One who always chants the holy name of the Lord without offenses, as confirmed in this verse, was already sinless, but because it did not matter that he was calling his son the name. Chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu is the best process of atonement for a thief of gold or other valuables, for a drunkard, for one who betrays a friend or relative, for one who kills a Brahmin, slept away a guru, period. It is also the best method of atonement for one who murders women, or his father, for one who slaughters cows, for all other sinful men. By chanting the holy name of Vishnu, two persons may attract the attention of the sea. Because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him. The translation of Vishnu is continued even previously while chanting at times, while eating, or at other times, this Ajamil would call his son, saying, Ryan, please come here. Although calling the name of his son, he nevertheless uttered the four names, syllables, Ryan. It seemed that by chanting the name of Narayana in this place sufficiently atoned for the sinful reaction of millions of lives. And chanting the heart of Vishnu is the best process of atonement for a thief in gold or other valuables, for a drunkard, for one who betrays friend or relative, for one who indulges in sex life with the wife of his guru or another superior. The best method of atonement, father, for one who slaughters cows, and for other sinful men. Simply by chanting Vishnu, little persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord. Therefore considers, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him. So here the Vishnu Dutta is to be speaking to the Yamadutas about the power of the holy name. So in the case of Ajamil, he chanted the name of Narayana, and this name was the name of his son. And he did not intend that name, when he called that name, to mean Vishnu. And though he committed sinful activities, he did not chant the name of Narayana to get rid of his sinful reactions and then again commit sinful activities. So in this way, he did not commit the seventh offense to those. So in this way, he was offenseless. As well, he did not have the other offenses, such as thinking the holy name is a material pious activity, or that Vishnu is a devata, etc. So he didn't have any of these offenses because certain was simply in the material world. And therefore, when he chanted the name indirectly or accidentally, it had great effect. So, as the previous verses stated, and also verses in other Puranas state, chanting the name of the Lord even accidentally, even once, will destroy all of one's reactions. So that is on the condition, of course, aparad. So this was the condition of Ajamil. He did not commit aparad, and he chanted the name Narayana. And therefore, when he first chanted the name, he destroyed all of his reactions. It means that, therefore, he cannot be punished for previous sinful acts, whatever. There were no more reactions to come upon him. Not only the acts of this life, but all the previous acts in previous lifetimes. They'd all been destroyed by chanting the name of Narayana. This, of course, is stated in other places, such as in the Pila's teachings. Devahuti states that just to put the name of the Lord on the tip of the tongue, even once, is enough to destroy all of one's sin. That means they're not even fully chanting the name, even partially chanting the name, has this effect. And, of course, here we see that the Namabhas has effect also. This is the power of the name, not just Krishna's name, but all the names of the Supreme Lord, such as Narayana or Vishnu, etc., all have this power to destroy sinful reactions. Therefore, this is the best atonement. Atonements are meant to destroy the results of one's previous sins. So, usually the effect of sin brings. Nobody likes suffering. So we do some atonement to get rid of the reaction. So that the best atonement is chanting the name of the Lord, because it gets rid of not one reaction, but all of the reactions to, or all the reactions to previous sinful activity. Best atonement. For the devotee, no other types of atonement are prescribed except bhakti itself. Bhakti itself destroys all karma, so therefore other things don't matter so much. So this refers not only to the name, because we see even remembering the Lord once is also mentioned in the Bhagavad, and that also destroys all one's karma. So not just the chanting, but even remembering the Lord. However, remembrance requires some sort of knowledge of the Lord. So it's a little bit intentional, but here you find accidental chanting of the name even has the power to destroy all of one's sins. So we may ask, how is it possible that this can take place. Then, on the other hand, jnanis and yogis may strive for many lifetimes to destroy all their karmas. How can it so quickly happen with the chanting of the name of the Lord? So the answer is that it is pleasing to the Lord. Of course, this also is why bhakti is quicker than the other processes. That is because one gains the mercy of the Lord. So simply by chanting once the name of the Lord, one can get this effect. First, we see the effect here is not bhakti. The effect is simply destroying karmas. That's not bhakti. When one performs bhakti, real bhakti, then this of course also happens, but simultaneously also develops more attraction to the Lord. So in other words, bhakti keeps increasing with bhakti. That is the main effect of devotional service. So this is not real devotion, it is an abhas of devotion. Bhakti abhas or nam abhas. So the effect is not the same. We get partial effect. So the partial effect is that all the karmas are destroyed. But bhakti is not increased to a significant degree at least. Right? So the effect of the holy name is there in any case, but it's much stronger if one chants with devotion. But even accidentally chanting, the Lord is also pleased with that. It is the name of the Lord, and the name of the Lord is absolute. Even if one chants accidentally without intending the Lord, that's still, there is effect there. So the Vishnu Dutas came because Ajamil chanted the name Narayana. So the Yamaduta said, oh, well, that was because of the name of the sun, so that we didn't really call out the name of Narayana. And the Vishnu Dutas answered, well, it doesn't matter. Our Lord said Narayana in any case, whether it means the Lord or not, still, we must come. So we have to protect that person. But whether one intentionally chants the name of the Lord or not, still, one gets the mercy of the Lord. And so in this case, the Vishnu Dutas came, and they forbade the Yamadutas from taking Yamaraj for punishment for his bad activities. So this is the great effect of chanting the name of the Lord. So it happens with the name of Narayana, but we know that Krishna is even more merciful than Narayana, so therefore the name of Krishna is also more powerful. So all the names of the Lord are absolute. Still, we see there's difference, so therefore it says that 1,000 names of Vishwan Brahma and 3 Ramas is equal to 1 name of Krishna. So therefore Krishna's name has even greater effect. So what greater effect than we can have of this, of destroying all your karmas by chanting the name of Narayana once? That, of course, we cannot claim. We cannot greater effect than that. So yes, chanting the name of Krishna also destroys all of the karmas, but it also does something else. So when even not just a neutral person, but even a demon chants the name of Krishna accidentally or even inimically, first, it has effect. And it also destroys sinful reactions. So not just a neutral person accidentally chanting in Alabas, but a person chanting in hatred also gets effect from chanting the name of Krishna. So in this way, Kamsa and Shishubal got all their karmas destroyed by chanting the name of the Supreme Lord inimically. This is the effect of Krishna. One is because Krishna is very special. Krishna has very attractive qualities. So, in spite of the fact that they were inimical to the Lord, they were absorbed in chanting the name of the Lord because of Krishna's attractive qualities. So, and doing so, they did not only destroy their karmas, but they reached the level where the Lord actually able to give a person like Shishubala prema. Very, very great effect. So, though Narayana's name is very powerful in this way, Krishna's name is even more powerful because it can affect even the great demons and they can become purified as well. So, of course, a demon isn't automatically aparadi. They think the Lord is material or whatever, so they're aparadi. So, even with Krishna's name, even for the aparadhi, has effect. Here the thing is that they won't have such effect if aparadhi is committed. And Krishna, yes, it is very hard gets. In any case, the names of the Lord are very, very powerful. And whatever is accomplished with a great endeavor by jnanis and yogis is accomplished very easily by namabhas, even accidental namabhas. So this shows actually that liberation, which is a result of destruction of all karmas, is not the goal. It is something which is automatically achieved by the devotee, but that is not his goal accomplished. Huh? So even by the have namabhas in the case of Adi, he was qualified for liberation simply by chanting the name Narayan accidentally. Well, actually it is Krishna. So this is the way in which we can get the mercy of Krishna. So Kali Yuga, the method of getting Krishna's mercy is to chant the name. So this is the way we get mercy, by chanting different from him.
Want to get effect?
Yeah, you can get more effect that way. Any name of Krishna is powerful. But since we are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we follow his instructions. But there are many names. We find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Hare Krishna mantra is not even mentioned. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat, but not in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hari Hari, Hari Bol, things like that. So any chance other names, Govinda Ram. They're all powerful, but Krishna, the name Krishna, of course, is primary name. All names. And we follow the instructions and get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Hare Krishna mantra is also endowed with the... He became absorbed in chanting because of the attractive nature of Krishna. More attractive than when previously he was Ravana or Rama. He did not, or when he saw, become absorbed in the qualities of Krishna were, and therefore became absorbed in thinking of him and chanting his name. Yeah, oh, well, these are not recommended to hate the Lord so you can develop your bhakti. No. They're just to show the power of the name and also the extra Krishna. Difficult. It's also, because aparad basically means one is hostile to the Lord in the practice of bhakti. So if you're practicing bhakti and also hostile to it, how can it work? Yeah, they did. They attacked Nityananda and Haridas. They were aparadis. They probably insulted others as well. Other Vaishnavas as well, because they were drunkards and whatever. They were sinful. They were also aparadis. In one sense, yes, because of the special nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but his instruction is to chant Hare Krishna mantra. So we have to follow that instruction. Hare is Rama. In one sense, we can say, because we have to apply for the mercy of the Lord through his devotees. He was chanting the name of the gopis out of ecstasy. Why do we suffer? Well, if one also commits aparadhas, then one cannot destroy all the karmas. As Ajahn didn't commit any aparadhas, so therefore all of his karmas were destroyed. Now, if one commits aparadhas, and then the process will be slower and one will not get immediate destruction of all. The other position, of course, is that sometimes the suffering is not karma, clean arrangement of the Lord. So we find that even in the case of Nityasiddha devotees like Pandavas, they seem to suffer. That's not karma, it's arrangement of the Lord. So in the case of other devotees also, even sadhakas, sometimes what looks like karma or suffering is not. It's also arrangement of the Lord.
But we don't know which effect it is.
ग्रंथराज श्री श्रीमद भागवतम की महाराज की
है इतने बड़ा हो गया
कौन अपराध कर रहे हैं कौन अपराध कर रहे हैं
वहां उनको सोचती उनका सोच अपराध के ऊपर